Well, one of the best things about Labor Day, of course, that means the shortstop tournament at Greenlee Golf Course is ramping up. The final day of the three-day event, 96th year of the shortstop golf tournament. Our report's brought to you by Greenlee Golf Course, Master Plumbing, and Oakview Golf Course. Golfers started at 8 o'clock this morning with some Final Four action. Jeff Elseth from Greenlee Golf Course joins us once again. And Jeff, a great start to the morning weather-wise, and let's get right to it. We do have some results from some of the flights.
Yes, that's correct, Aaron. Play got underway starting at 8 o'clock this morning. Again, front and the back nine. An update, the match, first round match is not finished yet in the champ flight, but I do have an update. At the turn, Brent Miller was two up on Kyle Veal, and Chris Boss was one up on J.B. Lloyd, and that was at the turn. They're probably coming up on 12 or 13 here right about now. Champ consolation, I do not have any updates on that. Presidential flight in the semis, Fred Leonards was the winner along with Bob Peterson. And those two played. Fred Leonards ended up winning that. The bottom half of that bracket was Tony Ritchie and Brian Olsanowski. They were tied after nine, so they've got extra holes going. Consolation, Josh Jordahl was the winner, and Devin Casa was a winner. So they'll be playing each other in the consolation finals. In our first flight, Dalton Flatness advanced. He squares off with Brian Boss for the first flight title. Consolation winner there so far was Chad Mickelson. And the other match is still out being played. In the fourth flight, we started teeing the fourth flight off first on the back. Jared Goforth was a winner, as was Dustin Hafstead. So those two will play for the fourth flight championship. The consolation is being played with Larry Rundon versus Greg Foss. And that's fourth flight consolation title there. And third flight, we kind of slow down a little bit here now. Third flight, Ryan Peterson defeated Chad Radu, and Jay Radu and Zach Chicos are still playing their match. Consolation side, Levi Hansen was a winner over Bryce Ritchie, and the other match is still being played. Second flight, do not have any match results in yet, but play is progressing along nicely. The weather could be a little bit warmer. It's just not bad for the golfers, but if you're spectating, you need a long sleeve shirt or a pair of slacks on today. But it's very doable. It's supposed to warm up too.
Jeff Elseth out at Greenlee Golf Course. And Jeff, for those that maybe are just tuning into the report, a recap really quick again. We know that both in the championship flight are out there playing. Give us what you had for that update again, and let us know about the presidential semifinals for those that are just tuning in.
Yeah, sure. In our championship flight, this was at the turn now. Results were Brent Miller, we know, six-time champion. It was two up on Kyle Veal, and Chris Boss was one up on J.B. Lloyd, and that was at the turn. The consolation bracket, as I said, I didn't have any results from that yet. And then presidential, Fred Leonards is waiting to play the winner of Tony Ritchie and Brian Olsanowski. And the consolation in presidential flight is Josh Jordahl taking on Devin Casa.
Again,
and
Jeff,
that's the latest updates.
Jeff Elseth again from Greenlee Golf Course. These updates on the 96th Annual Shortstop Tournament on this Labor Day Monday, brought to you by Greenlee Golf Course, Master Plumbing, and Oakview Golf Course. We'll get more reports after Twins baseball today, and of course we'll have all the final results with Jeff later today again after Twins baseball. Jeff, thank you so much for the time. Enjoy the day, and we'll talk later this afternoon.
All right. That sounds great, Aaron. Thank you much.